that since you cast the first stone.
Okay, Clara, hold on for a minute. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Last hour we were talking about Jesse Jackson. Clara, you still with me?
Yes.
Okay, but the point is, he had a child out of wedlock. Jesse Jackson, I mean, aren't you at all concerned about Reverend Jackson's public image, is what I'm trying to say, in the aftermath of this disclosure that he fathered a child out of wedlock?
No, I am not.
Why not?
I'm not, because this is a press thing. The press is making a much bigger thing out of it than the average person would. Reverend Jackson, by virtue of his notoriety and popularity, is constantly surrounded by women asking him for his attention and his approval. So he is, you know, Phil, you were talking about Temptation Island.
Right.
Reverend Jesse Jackson is on his own Temptation Island 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And like most men, he occasionally finds that he weakens, and he is in a position where he weakens. This is the way most men behave in a position of power.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not this way, but then I'm not in a position of power.
You are not in a position of power. I'm talking about President Clinton. You know, he had his affair with Monica Lewinsky, Jimmy Swaggart, who was a preacher.
But you're not condoning Reverend Jackson fathering a child out of wedlock.
Well, I am not condoning, but we do understand in our church. And
what church do you attend?
I'm a Joyful Union congregation.
Is that in Bellflower?
Yes. And we do understand, because of the sheer number of women that are pressing themselves on Reverend Jackson, Reverend Jackson is a very charismatic man. And he is also a man who has been in the public eye. And women are naturally going to want to be with him in an intimate way. And so he undergoes temptation that would completely, and I really believe that it would completely and utterly destroy other men.
All right. Ms. Bingham, in August of 1998, and...
If they'll call me Clara, okay? Because
I know, it sounds like I'm interviewing you. But Clara, in August of 1998, Reverend Jackson went to the White House with this young woman who he has fathered this child with. She was 1 month pregnant with his child. He went to the White House with her to counsel Clinton on cheating? Don't you find that hypocritical?
You know...
I mean, get a load of that. That's beautiful. He goes to the White House to counsel President Clinton on the Lewinsky thing. He brings with him this young lady who's 1 month pregnant.
You know, Phil, I read the Bible every day because it is my sustenance. And it is my armor.
Okay, but you heard what I said.
Right, but the Bible says, let those that are without sin cast the first stone. Okay?
Well, I mean, you have a point there, okay?
Yes, that is the Bible, and that is the religion that all Christians live by. And the Bible also says, go forward and multiply. Now, if you add up all of the children, and I don't mean any disrespect to you, Phil, but if you add up all the children who have been born out of wedlock to a lot of these white women who listen to your show, and all the women who have tempted men into a compromising position who are out there right now listening to the radio, you could populate entire cities. You could populate one country, considering what Reverend Jackson has done for the civil rights movement. I think he is entitled to some weakness.
Well, when you say those that are without sin...
The Bible says those that are without sin cast the first stone. Reverend Jesse Jackson was trying to help a young woman find her way, and the only way he could do it was sexually. If there had been any other way, I'm sure Reverend Jackson would have found it. But the only way you could bring this young lady closer to God is through the sexual encounter, because that intimacy was needed.
You really believe that?
I really believe. I believe in Reverend Jackson because he is a reverend. And I believe that the best way he could bring that girl to God was by a good, solid sexual encounter that I know he didn't want to do again, but I guess she got pregnant, and that's the price they pay.
Well, if this guy was thinking clear enough, I got to bring her closer to God by having a sexual contact with her, how about a little birth control?
We are Christians. We don't believe in that. You see?
Okay, so she got pregnant.
But he is taking care of the child.
All right, 1-800-449... Hold on for a minute, Claire, okay?
All right.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. I just got to talking with Clara last hour about Jesse Jackson and the fact that he has fathered a child out of wedlock. The New York Post calls it Jesse Jackson's love child. A $40,000 moving experience is outrageous, one Rainbow Coalition source told The Inquirer. The Inquirer names the mother. She's 39 years of age. It does not name the young child, a female, age 2. A photo of the girl is featured with a blue dot over her face, which I wholeheartedly concur with. What are you going to punish this poor kid? The Clinton administration was bracing for yet another photograph obtained by the Inquirer, which pictures Jesse Jackson, the pregnant mistress, President Bill Clinton, and Rainbow Coalition executives smiling together in the Oval Office. This is actually in December of 1998, Clara.
That was December of 1998. You know something, this is the press.
So you think this whole thing is a press feeding frenzy?
I absolutely do. I think that this is the press. They have got nothing better to do. It's a slow news day. The election is all over, and there have already been an election. President Clinton has already given his speech saying goodbye to the country. And I think that this is a slow news day, and they're trying to conjure this stuff up. But I do not think that Jesse Jackson has done anything worse than what any other normal man has done. But
you forgive him because of his notoriety.
I do forgive him. Because unlike other men, he has done more with his life. He has helped free hostages. He has helped with the capital punishment fight. He has helped students. He was down in Palm Beach for the voter recount. This man marched in the civil rights. So if ever there was a man who has given and given and given and has asked nothing in return other than to... every now and again, if you want to break a piece off or whatever you want to call it, what's wrong with that?
All right, well, if I'm a regular guy and I go out and I cheat on my wife and I have a mistress and I have a love child, I'm not entitled to that, but Jesse Jackson is.
No, I'm not. I'm simply saying he's done more for the country and for the world than you have, so it's easier to forgive him. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, so if Phil Henry has a love child, I'm a pile of crap because I'm just what?
But you are a good man, Phil. You know.
Well, thank you.
But you have not done the things Reverend Jackson has done. And Reverend Jackson is entitled, to break off a piece. That's all I'm saying.
Because he's a famous guy who's done a lot of stuff and he's worked in the civil rights movement. Look, I'm not one of these people who's going to detract from his good works because he's done this. I'm just saying, where do you draw the line, for crying out loud? This cat he's out behaving in a way that, that decent people don't behave.
But again... He has given and given, and the Bible says, Phil...
I know, those who are without sin...
Cast the first stone.
It's hard to get around that.
It is hard to get around that, because that's Christianity. That's God talking, that's Jesus talking.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I got some other people calling in. Can I take some calls and keep you on the line?
Phil, I'd be happy to help you out any way I can.
Okay. Clara, hold on. Let me talk to Leslie. Hi, Leslie, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I just feel that he has broken. I don't understand how you can break the rules of God to bring someone to God. And I don't think you have to go to such great lengths to defend his immoral actions, because it still doesn't take away from what he's done in the civil rights movement. But I don't know. I'd like to know what branch of Christianity you are with that believes that you break the rules of God to bring someone to God.
Well, I believe I'm Pentecostal, by the way, and I do believe that there is a time and a place. If a young woman comes to you and she is in a sexual way, if you will, that the best way to get to her is to go ahead and bite the bullet, take your clothes off, and do what you have to do.
Isn't it probably best to maybe minister to her and tell her that...
Sometimes, sister, what I want to say... Sometimes.
That she needs to control those.
Yeah.
Maybe she needs to rise above it. But in a way, he went down to her level.
I think he told her to rise above her sexuality, but he had to have sex with her to do it.
And plus, we're assuming that's the way it went. But I
exactly. We don't know. We don't know how it went.
I'm just saying that I don't see that anywhere in the Bible that they say that.
You know
you're
what
supposed
I'm trying.
To break the rules of God. As a matter of fact, you were talking about casting the first stone. I also know that the Bible says that when a person has sinned, that you're supposed to go to them and talk to them and then bring elders. Now, I'm not saying the press is doing this the right way, but as the church, we can't just stand here and condone. We need to minister to our brother.
Leslie, about that. There's an old saying, sometimes you've got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
God did not say that.
Well, I know God didn't say that. What I'm trying to say, though, is that let he who without sin cast the first stone, you know.
Ladies, I just want to jump in. What do you mean he had to have sex with her to make her realize that sex was bad?
He had to go into a burning house to pull the victim of the fire out. And as she said to him, Reverend Jackson, I feel consumed by feelings of sexual attraction to you. He said, all right, let's go ahead and run with that. But later, we shouldn't do it anymore. You see what I'm saying, Leslie?
Let's go ahead and run with it.
Right.
No, I don't, because I
saw that... He went ahead and did the do because she was there and she had no clothes on and he's a man.
Well, I can give you that, but I don't
think that's right. But he feels bad about it.
I don't say that, and that is not necessarily for a higher purpose. I mean, Christ didn't go and have sex with Mary Magdalene because she had been a prostitute. Matter of fact, he healed her and cast the demons out.
But he did cry.
Jesse Jackson cried about it.
Okay, so the guy went and he had sex with this girl, and then he cried about it later.
That's right. Most men cry because they can't have sex. Reverend Jackson cried because he did have sex. And that's a little joke, and I don't mean to...
Okay, let's knock it off with the jokes. So in other words, as long as she had her clothes off, he went ahead and had sex with her, and then later on said...
What we did was a bad thing, that's right.
So I've gone ahead and pleasured myself. Now I'll tell you that it was bad. I'm one more of a man who has now taken advantage of your problem. We are all sitting here assuming this set of facts. It could have just been that, yes, he's a middle-aged man, had a little middle-aged fantasy, and saw a young woman, and she's a little enamored with him, and they did what people do every day. And therefore, that's why I'm not saying that he needs to be cast out. I'm not saying he has to be cast out forever, but I'm just saying that it bothers me when we as, and I don't know, you sound like you're also African American.
But he had to help clear her head of the sin. Why not say, yes, he did this,
but it does not take away from what he did.
Well, now, hold on. You don't want to go down that racial road, okay?
No, I'm just saying it bothers me when Christians do it as well.
Her mind was on sex, and he had to help her clear her mind, so he had to have sex with her, so the sex is getting out of there. So he went ahead and he did the do.
I see. So in other words, in order for her to stop thinking about sex...
He put her legs up in the air like any man would. Then he started talking to her about how bad it is.
Oh, I got it.
Well, you sound like you don't believe me.
No, I don't believe you. Thank you very much. Thank you for your call,
like
Leslie.
I got it.
1-800-449-8686. I mean, I'm not saying that what you're saying you don't believe, but are you putting me on? Oh, I see. You're having a problem with sex? Yes. Well, let's go ahead and have sex, and that way you won't be thinking about it, and then I can tell you how bad it is. And that makes sense to you, huh?
Absolutely perfect sense, yeah. And the fact that you're belittling it, I know that you're white.
Don't start going down that road.
No, but it's true, Phil. You're white, and you don't understand the need of the African-American male to have these feelings and to minister to the young sister.
Don't even go down that road with me, okay? 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about Jesse Jackson and the fact that he has fathered a child out of wedlock. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Remember that.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show here. So let those who are without sin cast the first stone.
Are you asking me a question?
Yeah, I'm asking. You're saying that that's the reason why Jesse Jackson can do what he's doing?
I did not say that Jesse Jackson can do what he's doing.
Well, you're saying because he's a big, powerful guy who's done all kinds of cool stuff that...
I'm saying that Jesse Jackson has done more for the world than you or any of your listeners. And so if he wants to weaken and bust off a piece every now and again, how can you tell him he's wrong?
Well, you're comparing him to me, and maybe that's not fair. I haven't done half the great stuff he's done. Okay, I admit that. But he's still a married guy, so in other words...
Because he is on his own temptation island. You don't have millions of people who want to have sex with you. But Jesse Jackson has millions and millions of women who want to have sex with him. And he has got to pick and choose. All right, if I'm going to have sex with a woman, then it might as well be with a woman who I can convert to God. And
Well, how does he do this? How do you have sex with a woman and convert her to God?
I'm sure if Reverend Jackson does what I have heard some people do while he is involved in the sexual act, he is reciting verse, Bible verse. And
while he's having sex with her?
Yes.
Is that commonplace?
That is for some ministers, yes.
So he's having sex with her and he's
reciting... He is reciting Bible verse. And if you are to believe, I think, that you can drive an evil demon or the evil intent from someone through the use of some kind of corporal punishment, then perhaps striking the woman. And it's
striking her where?
Not anywhere where she would hurt. But he would read the Psalms and use some kind of a device to smack her.
So he's spanking her rear end, and he's having sex with her, and he's quoting Bible verse?
No, I did not say that, but he might be pulling her hair.
Man.
Remember, Phil, that those who are without sin...
I know, cast the first stone.
That's right.
But I don't know how that works in the real world. 1-800-449-8686. Courtney, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How are you this
evening?
Yes,
ma'am.
I just wanted to call, kind of in comment to what your last caller said.
Right.
That African-American men have more hormones, I guess, sexual hormones, than white males do. And I'm sure, you know, all men are dogs, according to some people. But that is just the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard.
I'm just saying that Reverend Jackson
No, I want you to let me finish.
Jackson has a lot that he has to do. He has a lot of women
You need to let me finish because...
Well, how many white men have got as many women that he
has? You cannot minister to a person with their legs up in the air.
How do you know that?
This is just the silliest thing I think I've ever heard.
How do you know that?
Were you in the bedroom with them, ma'am? Do you know that he was ministering?
No, I was not.
Well, that's a really good question. You don't know.
As he was doing her? I mean, do we know this?
I am saying if it is done the way I think it was done. Because I cannot believe that Reverend Jackson had sex with this young woman just for the pure pleasure of it. That's not going to happen. He's a reverend.
Well, you were the one, ma'am, who said that African American males have sexual hormones somewhat different than other males do.
But I think that
and,
black
and,
man
and
is
so
more
why
honest.
Would that be so hard to contemplate?
No, because the black
that
man
maybe
is
he
more
was
honest.
Just a horny guy.
No, the black man is more honest when he has sex. I think Reverend Jackson needed to get the devil out of her. And so the best way to do that was to put her on her back, put her legs up around his ears, and start speaking Bible verse to her.
Well, you weren't there to hear the Bible verse. That is my only point.
Keep in mind, he didn't enjoy
it. I find that the silliest thing that I think I've ever heard.
Wait a minute. Did you say he didn't enjoy it?
No, he would not enjoy it, no. He would hate it.
He hated it.
Reverend Jackson hated every minute of that. But
did you talk to him? Do you know that? I mean, do you know he wasn't horny?
Are you
do
trying
you know
to tell
that
me
he
that
preached
a reverend...
to her during
Wait a
sex?
Second. So he had sex with her, and it was like...
I'm telling you, and the young lady, if you will, I will listen to a Christian, that when a Christian minister ministers to a young woman sexually, it is painful.
Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can
it's
hear
painful.
You
now.
So Reverend Jackson was in pain while he was having sex with that young woman?
Yes, like putting it in razor blades.
Well,
oh
I really
God.
Don't think that you know that, and I have just
no, I'm
been,
sure, I'm
during
sure
this entire
happened.
Election time and that, and following this whole
I'm sure
race
that's what
issue
happened.
That's been going on, you know, the Democrats are trying to make, and I'm an independent, make race a big issue. I think that, you know, really the black population is trying to make race a big issue here. And,
all right,
and
the white population's
things,
doing the same thing, Courtney, okay? So just
well,
you
know, it's little things
back
like
off
black
of you.
Men have different hormones.
I know, but it's little things
men.
Like
they
cross burnings and black churches getting burned down too, okay? So the whites stoked that fire every bit as much as the black folks. Thanks for calling. I don't want to hear you tell me that you agree with me. And
go Phil.
Yeah, great. It just this you know. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Aubrey on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Oh, hold on for a minute. Hold on for a second. Do we have to break? Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
subpoena.
You can't, but okay, 1-800-449-8686. So Reverend Jackson has sex with this lady. They have a kid. And he had sex with her because he was ministering to her in a Christ-like way.
That's correct, yes.
And he was in pain.
If you are a man of God, as Reverend Jackson is, sex is very painful. And you wail, you cry out as you are having sex with a young 21-year-old woman. You'd rather be anywhere but there.
Uh-huh.
And Phil, your cynicism is so disheartening. And
I don't know. I don't understand how it's done. Let me go back to Aubrey. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm a Jamaican. You could say I'm a black American. I became a citizen about 16 years ago.
Yeah.
And I brought up Pentecostal, and that's one of the problems I have with the Pentecostal church. I mean, I've left it because of the immorality that goes on in the church. Someone like you is the one who justifies stuff like that.
How can you minister sexually to a young woman?
That is wrong. If Jesus was standing there, would he do it? That's why you should ask yourself. If Jesus was standing next to Jesse Jackson while he was administering to that woman,
I'll tell you the answer to that is because Jesus was part God. He did not have any sexual organs.
Listen to me.
So he was not able to.
What?
Because he was part God.
No, listen to me.
Jesus
was
built like an angel. He was just smooth there.
If he was standing there with Jesse while he was administering to this lady,
yeah,
would Jesse take his pants off and did what he did to the lady?
I believe so, because I think Jesus would have said to him, Jesse, you better do it because I don't have any
equipment. I think you're a big embarrassment to the African community right now.
You know something? You don't understand.
You're making it very bad for us.
What am I doing other than to say that Reverend Jackson is...
What you're saying is ludicrous. It's so immoral what you're saying.
Wait a minute. I just want to be clear. Jesus had no genitalia.
No, he did not. He was he was smooth like an angel.
Smooth like an angel?
Yes. and the brother laughs because why?
You know, I think that you're being so ridiculous. There's nothing in the Bible that says anything about that.
Have you ever seen a Ken doll?
Did you read it in the Bible?
I have not read it in the Bible. No, sir, I have not.
I think you're 100% wrong to say it then.
The Bible
is the only standard that we have, and if it's not in there, you should not say it. That is the problem with religion. They make stuff as they go along.
No, I am not making it. Probably built like a Ken doll.
The question is, do you want to be righteous or you just want to be religious?
No, and I won't.
All right, what you're saying is Jesus and Reverend Jackson are there. There's the young woman. And Jesus says, go ahead, Reverend Jackson, because I can't.
I think he said, whatever it will take to bring that child around, put her on her hands and knees, put the legs up over your ears, whatever you want to do.
Oh, man.
That is so ridiculous. That is so unspiritual that you're sitting there saying something so animalistic.
The whole crap about built like a Ken doll.
I didn't say a skin color.
I know you didn't say a skin color.
Ken doll.
It's Barbie's boyfriend. Okay, sir, thank you for your call this evening. 1-800-449-8686. A lot of Christians are calling that disagree.
You know, there are testified Christians, there are witness Christians, and there are just the people who are calling your program tonight. And I will say that I witness the gospel to people every weekend in our church. And I will say that Reverend Jackson has done so much. There is nothing wrong with him, you know, popping someone's can every now and again or greasing a puppy or whatever you want to call it.
All right. I'm not a religious guy, so...
And remember, Phil, those who are without sin cast the first stone.
That's true. All right, here is Carol on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say to your so-called Christian and Pentecostal lady that you have there...
You are also judgmental,
aren't you? She is giving a bad name
to
ministers.
You're all judgmental.
Excuse me.
But you're
You've
very
been
judgmental.
Talking for about 5 minutes. Let me
true,
say
but you are
okay?
judging me, and I don't
You've
like
You've been
that.
Talking longer than that.
I don't
okay?
like you judging me.
I'm telling you. I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you the truth. You have obviously not read the Bible. Number one, Jesus was circumcised. He was a man.
Oh, you know
very
that?
Man, and he was very God.
Right. If that's in
you
the Bible, isn't it?
You are giving a bad name to ministers, to Christians, and to Pentecostals, and to black men by perpetuating a stereotype that black men have more sexual prowess than other men.
Well, then what Jesus is the story
Christ
with Reverend Jackson
wait a minute.
Going out there
Jesus
and having
Christ
himself
associated
a
with thieves and whores, but he
now,
never participated
right now,
in their sin?
I would say that Jesus might have been too circumcised, too.
You know, men who have been faithful to their wives
too circumcised?
Have done more. Jesus Christ was circumcised. Okay, so he did have genitalia.
Where?
But men who have been faithful
not
to their wives and to their marriages have done more for our people than Jesse Jackson has done.
Sister, I am trying to tell you, I'm defending that brother and saying that what he did.
He made a mockery out of his ministry.
I am trying to defend him by saying he was helping that woman.
You cannot defend him. He did something wrong. Sin is sin.
Are you telling me that you've never been helped?
Whether Jesse Jackson commits
it, by a little bit of sex now and again.
Whether I commit it, whether anybody commits it.
Well,
and you'll find descriptions on the air.
Wait a minute, let me ask you a question. Have you ever had sex with a minister?
Sex with a woman are absolutely absurd.
And that is true.
You have a genius
I have
really do believe that.
I have talked to ministers. I have talked to ministers.
Do not do that.
They told me that
having
sex with a woman is painful.
Christian,
especially you.
A Christian
now, black men have more sexual energy because they're better equipped.
Outside of
there's
men.
Another stereotype.
Okay?
And if I got to hear people talking over each other one more time.
Of the
Carol, are you there? Have you taken a breath yet?
I'm still here.
Okay, you guys are talking over top of each other.
When am I going to get a word in edgewise?
Well, the lady's right.
You've been talking for 15 minutes.
Exactly.
But you're making all kinds of points that are not true.
But
Number one, I told you, Reverend Jackson, every time he has sex, it's painful for him, unless
you know
what?
I can't even talk to you because you insist on saying that Reverend Jackson had sex with this woman in order to bring her to God, and that's just a lie.
Well, I think it was painful
for him. That is a lie in the pit of hell.
He screamed when he had sex with her. And how do I know that?
You are demon possessed. You have a sexual
demon. No, the manager of the motel said so.
You have a sexual demon.
Wait a minute. The manager of the motel said that he screamed?
Yeah, he could hear screaming coming from the room.
I don't know anything about that, okay? And I really don't want to hear it. But the point is that no man of God would have sex with a woman in order to bring her to God.
Well, you don't know Reverend Jackson.
Against the word of
all right.
God.
Thank you for your call, ma'am. Whew. This is very tight.
You know, sir, you have more ignorant black women calling your show.
Well, maybe you're one of them. I don't know. I got a whole lot of people.
I take very grave offense to that.
Well, I got a whole lot of people calling up and disagreeing with you. Rachel, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how
yes,
are you?
Yes, ma'am, good.
Oh, my God. Girl. For one, you keep saying who goes without sin casts the first stone or whatever that saying is from the Bible that you keep saying, right? But you're using that as a crutch for justifying what this guy did. It's not a matter
Are you a white woman? Are you a white woman?
No, I'm not a white woman.
Good.
Does it matter?
Does it matter? Yeah, you can call me girlfriend then. You call me girl.
Well, it doesn't matter what I call you. But the simple fact of the matter is it doesn't have anything to do with race. Okay, you keep using this stone thing. Okay, well, what about the devil? He was one of the most beautiful angels in heaven, okay?
Have you ever had sex with a religious...
Listen.
Have you had sex with a minister?
Have I had sex? No, I haven't had sex with a minister.
Then you don't know how painful it can be for him.
Oh, my God. Have you?
Yes.
Oh, well...
Yes, I have.
Good for you. Okay?
And he screamed.
But the fact of the matter is you keep bringing up...
He was bleeding when he was done.
You keep bringing up all of this stuff.
Okay, so...
He screamed and he was, after he had sex with you?
Yes. That's right.
Well, maybe he just didn't like it, but
he didn't like it.
No, he didn't like it with you. He didn't like it
with you.
Because you know what? Sex is just, I mean,
it's painful if you're not
married. In the Bible, it says that you shouldn't do it. It is meant for two people who are married.
There are two kinds of people who can't have sex, ministers and angels, because it'll kill both of them.
It doesn't matter.
The reverend could get away, could get any woman to do anything after sex with him. It's an easy way to convert a woman, and that's the point that I'm trying to make.
All right. Well, your point is so screwy. Kirsten, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to make one real short comment. Ma'am, are you there?
Yes.
Please do all of us Christians a favor and never, ever, ever go on a public radio show and say you're a Christian ever
again. What have I done wrong?
What have you done wrong? Let's use the scripture that you've been using. Let's let him without sin cast the first stone.
That's
you know
right.
that one?
That's
well,
right.
First of all, you're taking it completely out of context. Christ was talking to the people that were there at the time to make his point. That is not a scripture that's applicable to every single situation. Not every Christian in the world cheats on their wife. I don't know where you're getting off saying this.
I didn't say everybody cheats on their wife. I'm simply saying that Reverend Jackson had to have sex with that woman at that moment. Otherwise, she'd be lost to the devil.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What if I want to convert a shoplifter? Do I need to go shoplifting with them?
It depends on what story you're in and if there's anything you need. I don't know what you're asking.
Okay, what about Charles Manson? What if I want to convert Charles Manson? Like, what, killing people? Should I do that too?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, you should.
Hey, buddy, I never have called in a radio show before in my life. You got a wound on your hands.
I would say you'd have to go out and cut somebody up.
To convert Charles Manson, out.
Yes, because then as you're killing people, you could say, you know this is wrong, don't you? Okay, so you could ice maybe 3-4 people in a canyon sometime and go, you know, I feel bad about this, and you ought to too.
Okay, what about the scripture that says if we continue to sin, we are in danger of fearful expectation of fire?
You know,
if you continue to go on in your sin, you go to hell. Simple as that.
I've never agreed with that one.
You never read that? Well, you never read Hebrews then. It's in there, 7th chapter.
I know,
verse 11.
But I don't.
Go there.
I don't agree with it. That's all I'm saying.
Agree with the Bible. So,
oh, yes, I do
what
agree
you're
with
saying
the Bible.
Is you're picking and choosing parts of the Bible you agree with.
Well, there's some
that
don't
make Christian whatsoever.
Well, some don't make sense.
So,
what the heck are you...
don't just make sense?
Well, some of it doesn't make sense, like that whole thing about God created the world in 6 days.
And the whole thing about adultery doesn't make sense to you either, does it?
No, it makes a total sense to me.
See, people
Reverend
like
Jackson,
you go around and you circle parts of the Bible that you want to follow, but the whole thing, the Bible, the book is written from start to finish, is God's word to man.
No,
as an instruction
I do use
man.
A highlighter. I do use a highlighter. But I
you
okay.
use a highlighter? Well, good. Why don't you read what you're highlighting every now and then?
Well, I have. I highlighted that part about...
But the very fact that you said you have to murder people in order to convert them gives you absolutely no credibility whatsoever.
I highlighted
not only as a Christian, but as a minister.
I highlighted the part about let those without sin cast the first stone. But I didn't read the stuff around it. Now you're telling me that's applicable?
So what you're saying is you take things completely out of context. You don't read the context in which you're reading the Bible?
Well, I thought it was...
Is that what you're telling us here on this radio show here tonight?
Everybody's telling me about it.
Why are you even on this show, lady? Do you even have a clue what the Bible has to say?
I called in.
I'm very sorry. I'm sorry I put her on the air. You think you got to go out and kill somebody to convert them.
Yeah, but once you kill them, you say Jesus loves you, then they're dead. They're going to heaven.
Let me ask you a question. What makes you a Christian? What exactly is it that makes you a Christian? Do you even know that?
Well, I got taken to this church one time, and they had a dance, and I enjoyed it there.
A dance?
Yeah.
Hey. I'm sorry, what's the name of the host of the show? I mean,
is your name?
I'm Phil Hendry.
Oh, Phil Hendry, I'm not saying that's Phil. Would you please do me a favor, Phil?
I thought I was calling the Mike Reagan show.
Phil?
Yes, sir.
Would you please do me a favor and get this woman off the show?
I'm going to hang up on her now.
Okay, well, I'm hanging up because I thought I was calling Mike Reagan. I can't believe this
bull crap. Phil, please.
Yeah, she's gone.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate that. You have a good night, sir.
You too, sir. She thought she was calling the Mike Reagan show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Me, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show here. And so Jesse Jackson fathering a child out of wedlock, what are you going to say? He might as well join a club. I guess he's the first guy among them, like black preachers, because the white guys have already got that one locked up, don't they? There ain't a white guy out there that was got some Bible-thumping show on TV that hasn't had a little bit on the side, so Jesse's got himself in the same loop. Look, the dude is what he is, okay? He's all messed up. Married for 38 years, got himself a girl on the side. There is definitely an attitude among African American men, though, I gotta tell you, single African American men, where they have all these kids with all these different women. Now, you know, I know white guys cheat on their wives. I got that. And I know that they have children out of wedlock with other women. I got that, too. But you know what I'm talking about? It's this thing with black guys where it's almost a point of pride to have, like, 5 different women all around town and 5 different broods of kids. But look, forget about the race thing, okay? Let's just, we can think here about the guys that have graced the airwaves and our television screens with their private lives, you know. And I guess we shouldn't care about it, but we do. Bill Cosby, he had this problem, didn't he? Jesse Jackson's got this problem. And I wish I could think of the millions and millions and millions of guys that have come before them that had the same problem. Jackson's paying $10,000 a month for this new kid. So good for him, and he's involved in her life emotionally, and that's really swell. And I don't know how this guy's wife can do anything other than, while he's sleeping, cut it off with a rusty steak knife. I've apologized to my wife. Is everything okay? Yeah, it's fine. Oh, okay, great. Can you turn those lights down, Mike, now that you came in and turned them off almost? Thanks. And every guy in the NBA, too. Every cat in the NBA. And this Ray Carruth, this guy's just the extreme edge of it, okay? He had a woman who had a kid who he decided to kill because he couldn't do the child support. But it's the same damn thing. And I don't know how these guys stay married. I don't know how the women in their lives don't, while they're sleeping, put a freaking spear through them. Do you? It was a moment of weakness, honey. I'll never do it again. Save yourself the trouble and just don't do it. I'll never do it again, dear. Lenny Bruce had a great line in his act where he said, even if she catches you laying on top of the woman, don't admit to it. Don't ever, ever, ever admit to having slept with another woman. Even if she walks in and sees you laying, and I think Lenny's line was, if she asks you what you're doing laying on that blonde, say she's got malaria and she had the shivers, so I had to lay on her to keep her warm. She lives next door and she ran and said, I have malaria, please lay on top of me, naked, if possible. And just lay on top of her. That anything, don't ever, ever admit to a woman that you have had sex, your wife, or your girlfriend, that you've had sex with another woman. Don't ever do it, because it will follow you, haunt you, taint and otherwise stench up your relationship for the rest of your life. Now, in that movie Magnolia, did you see Magnolia? You got to go see this movie. This is a very powerful film. At the very end of the movie, the game show host, from no prodding from his wife, who's very happy to see him, because he's dying of cancer, he says, I want to tell you something. I've cheated on you. I wanted to let you know. You must have known. You must have known, because I just want you to know you're right. Your suspicions were right. I cheated on you. Just so you wouldn't feel like an idiot, because you must have known I was cheating on you. And this woman goes from being very happy to see this guy, she turns around like he's a, you know, in other words, the last thing she expected to hear, right? This guy stuck his freaking 2 feet in his mouth. Just shut up. Baby, I feel real guilty, and I want to tell you something. I had sex with another. Oh, come on. Even if she's blackmailing you, even if she's got the blood type, even if she's got pictures, shut up about it. No, that's why Clinton's my hero. He did the right thing all the way to the bitter end. He absolutely did the right thing. And if it hadn't been for the fact that he was president and they were closing in on him with all kinds of press and all kinds of cameras and all kinds of reporters and they were sticking a microscope up his rear end, he would have gotten away with it. But Clinton did the right thing. He denied it to the bitter end. Now, you young people out there who think I'm counseling you to lie, sometimes, yes, you should. I did not have sex with that woman. I'm telling you right now, he did everything right. The problem is he was president. He had nowhere to go. He had nowhere to run. Otherwise, Bill, you did a beautiful thing. Tough break that you were president. Next time, don't run for freaking president. And try to pick a woman who's a little bit more emotionally balanced. But other than that, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.